Hello and welcome to the PureSense podcast. My name is Brandon Regenti. I'm the director of training for PureSense, and I'm joined by David Jameson, our senior agronomist. And today we're going to talk about almonds and some irrigation best practices since we're coming up on harvest and post-harvest. David, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. This is a tricky time of year in almonds. A lot of decisions made this time of the year, you know, not only affect this year, but there is a great influence of irrigation management that's definitely going to affect next year. At this point, you know, our harvest is in full swing with the soft shells, you know, the nonpareil varieties, and there's a shift in the irrigation approach. Before, as you're conditioning the almonds for harvest, your goal is to dry them down. Your goal is to speed up hull split, condense hull split, and then for the most part prepare the orchard, the ground and the tree and the trunk for harvest. So your strategy going into harvest is one of a deficit irrigation strategy, and then everything switches right after harvest, where deficit irrigation has adverse effects post-harvest on next year's crops. So it's a tricky time of year, and it's something that definitely shouldn't be overlooked. A lot of there's a hustle, there's a bustle, logistics that go on with actually harvesting the crop and the operation. However, the irrigation side of things certainly cannot be overlooked, and there's effects for the next year's crop.
How does the irrigation change post-harvest to get the trees ready for dormancy?
Well, actually, not necessarily dormancy. The main factor that we're looking at here is bud differentiation, and this has occurred that the buds are for next year's crop are already on the tree, and this is the time of year where there are physiologically a lot of things happening within the bud, and differentiation is allowing it to set fruit for next year. And stressing the plant at this time of the year will greatly affect your fruit load, your bloom next year, and how much fruit set you would have. It occurs generally in late August all the way through mid-September, and lo and behold, that's when we're harvesting almonds. So you're trying to dance around the almond operation, the harvest operation, but at the same time, you need to have on your back of your mind, the sooner you can get water on or into the soil profile after harvest, the more benefit you're going to have for a tree that's not going to be stressed. Now, keep in mind, the strategy going into harvest and pre-harvest is one of deficit irrigation for the most part. It's common practice. And you're depleting your soil profile. So if your soil can hold, say, 8 inches of water, you're going to go into harvest and you may only have 2 or so inches left in the profile. And some guys, if it's a late year like it was a couple years ago, they're depleting even more to try to pull the harvest in. But nonetheless, as a general practice, your root zone is going to be depleted of water. And also at the same time, this time of the year, grounds, they'll seal up over the course of many irrigations, and that poses a problem getting water in the ground. But you're left with in a situation where you don't have any soil moisture to speak of, and at the same time, we're asking you to fill it all the way up. The sooner you can get on that practice, the better. These early varieties of soft shells, for instance, the nonpareils, they still have the rest of August to grow, all of September and October and into mid-November. So there's a lot of season left to where you can create a lot of energy, and carbohydrate can be moved back into the roots and into next year's fruiting buds. So you really need to be aware. I've seen guys from once they harvest a nonpareil, they'll shake them, they'll windrow them, and the second they windrow them, water is right back on. And that's a very good practice. Do not wait at all. I'm talking the very next day or even during harvest. The second you can get water back on, you can. And of course, that's limited on your irrigation type. Some guys have fan jets to where they can't get it on in time because of the wide area of coverage. But if you have double line and you are able to turn those lines on through ball valves, and definitely the sooner the better you can get the water on. And generally you need to get about 6 to 8 inches of water on post-harvest. That's a lot of irrigation you got to consider.
Are they also fertigating at that time?
Some growers would prefer to add maybe say 20 to 40 units post-harvest. Some growers do not. A lot of times, if you're following a nutrition schedule, almond tissue sampling is generally done in July. And if you're low during that period of time, some growers may consider to put some post-harvest fertilizer on. However, there is to be considered that you're going to get anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of rain or even more in the north part of the state, to where you might leach some of those units of nitrogen. So it's not 100% effective to put on fertilizer at this time unless you're severely deficient. Generally, the growers would wait till after pre-irrigation sometime in late winter or early spring to put on the bulk of their fertilizer. That's different angle as far as the irrigation strategy.
So mainly your goal is to refill the profile after you've been deficit irrigating and then just maintain it up until the rains start?
Yes, you don't want to encourage defoliation. Those leaves are there to work for you. In some cases, if you cannot get water in the ground, and that happens all the time, consider a calcium source to help water penetration, like a biocal and or gypsum. If you can't do it, then you're just going to have to go with frequent irrigations. But the end result is this. The tree should not be stressed during this time of the year. Try not to get caught up with harvest. It's, you know, but you always got to consider next year.
Great. Well, thanks very much, David. And we look forward to talking to you again.
Good luck to everybody out there. So yeah. I'll be talking to everybody soon. Thank you.
Big harvest to all.
You got it.